You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, there it is. You ready?
Yes, I am. Tonight, right?
Tonight. Sixers and the Celtics. 7:30. One of those.
Yeah.
Seven thirty.
Everybody.
Did you hear the return, by the way? Oh, there are those idiots again. Yeah. Your favorite one. Welcome back.
Philadelphia.
Now, that could be used for the Sixers, too. They've been idiots in the past. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. We're live today at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington. Come on out. We got to be part of the unveiling of Angelo's Steaks here. The food here is amazing.
Man, it was good. That steak was banging.
Yeah. Part of me wishes we were able to get here more often for our show because all this great food. But the other part of me feels like we would just eat too much. I mean, there's the food here is
amazing. You
got to
do it in moderation. But it would be nice coming out here a couple times just to get different food.
Check it all out.
Because I definitely wanted to try to get some of that sushi. Probably won't do that. Did you see the sushi boat? Somebody had a sushi boat.
I'm a sushi guy.
Good.
Everything here is awesome. Come on out. Have lunch. And if you can't make it today, obviously come on up very, very soon. 215-592-9494. All right. Kyle played the song. And before we go back to the phone lines on the Eagles, on the Bryce Harper situation, let's throw out some expectations for the Sixers. So, Hugh, I said earlier they can't break my heart again.
Mm-hmm.
They can't really make me that upset anymore because I'm not expecting much. Hugh Douglas, what are you expecting? So we know last year they ended terribly, right? They kind of tanked at the end. Everyone was hurt. But it's been 5 years in a row, 6 years, where there's been high expectations entering a season. Like, if not championship, at least in that mix, top of the Eastern Conference, top two or three seed, get May, at least the second round, and then hoping for more. That's not, at least if we're going off of like the Vegas or the sports betting expectation, that's not where they're at this year. So their over-under for wins is 42.5. Now, if compared to the Eastern Conference, they rank Cavs 1, Knicks 2, Magic 3, Hawks 4, Pistons 5, but they're 7th in terms of win total in the Eastern Conference heading into the season, the over-under.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, your expectations for the kind of season they're going to have. It's new, it's different, but there's still Embiid here. George, I guess, is eventually going to play. I wish he'd just go home, but he's on the team. And some young guards. What is this going to be?
I'll move the meter a little bit.
Okay.
I'll say 50 games.
50? Woo!
I mean, you know, that's only 8 more than what they projected to win. But I know that's a lot.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, to be honest, I think they win tonight. I feel like, you know, Joel Embiid's first game back, hope springs eternal. I feel like they win tonight, and they're going to have a nice little run. I think that – I'm going to go with Mr. Hill, Sonny Hill. I think Joel Embiid plays 60 games.
Did you say that with a straight face?
I said it with a straight-ass face, Joe, not just a face. I said it with a straight face. I give him 60 games. I'm being optimistic. Now, as we always say, as we roll through this, when we get new information, our optimism could change.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with 60 because he did look slim and trim. And, you know, being an older cat, knowing how taking that weight off takes pressure off your joints, I'm being optimistic about the way that he's going to play and the fact that they're probably going to monitor him all year long. I'm being optimistic with the rehab. I'm being optimistic with the plan to keep him healthy and all of that stuff. So I will say 60 games, and he'll probably, you know, they probably have some nice ones he's going to have off. So I give them 50 wins this year.
I mean, you might as well go bet Nick Nurse to win Coach of the Year. If they get to 50 wins, that's big-time stuff. I think the win total that's posted over at FanDuel is that's kind of where I have them, like 42-40, a little bit over 500, maybe 43, maybe 44. I think they're going to make the playoffs. Now, that doesn't mean what it used to, Hugh. Now they have like 10 teams in the playoffs, right, with the play-in.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be in that. I imagine we're going to have a play-in night or two in early April where they're in that 7, 8, 9 range, and they're a playoff team. Now, that's my expectation. And now if they do anything more than that, if they're top four in the conference.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I'd be pleasantly surprised. And I think it would be on the back of Maxey. Edgecombe as a
VJ.
Yeah, as a really impactful rookie. McCain, who I thought was going to be rookie of the year last year before he got hurt. That, my expectation is slightly above 500, and they're in that kind of bottom tier of the playoff run. Kyle, your expectation for the Sixers as they tip off tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. The 500 thing feels a little bit low. And, I guess it's all relative, right? Because compared to last year, it's an
improvement. They won like 26 games, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sitting here doing the I expect championship or like Eastern Conference Finals type thing. I do expect them to be one of the more competitive teams in the conference. So, like, it's kind of a weak conference right now. It feels open given a lot of the injuries from the end of the season last year. Like, it's right there for the taking for anybody. So I don't know. I'll say they get 50 wins.
You're both at 50.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't think it would be crazy if they ended up as like the 3 or 4 seed.
So when you kind of just look at the you're right about the injuries, right? Jason Tatum is out for this. You know, he's gone because of the Achilles last year. Same thing with Tyrese Halliburton. Like, the Sixers have a higher win total than the Celtics and the Pacers, who were in the finals last year. And that wouldn't be true if those stars were healthy.
It almost might, and it might benefit them and at least how people view them by there not really being expectations on the team this season.
I think it is. Hasn't it been every Sixers conversation for the last 7 years has been
right
with the specter of, is this good enough to win a championship, or are we just joking around?
I think there's a chance, realistic chance, that at the end of the season, people feel optimistic about the team, where that hasn't been the case for years now.
If we felt the opposite. We felt pessimistic about where the whole thing is headed. 215-592-9494. Now, speaking of the NBA as a whole, so tipped off last night, Hugh, they brought the round ball rock back, NBA and NBC.
Yeah.
But there was one thing that was very modern, very not old school about the start of the season. Did you see? I was looking at the injury report here, right? So for some of the opening night games. Mitchell Robinson of the Knicks, one of their centers. He is listed out for the first game of the season, and on the report it said load management.
For the first game of the season?
It's the first game of the season.
That's interesting.
Load management. I mean, how soft can we get?
What load?
It's no load.
I mean, the season just started. Maybe he was tired from playing all them preseason games.
Stop.
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know.
Then you sit him the last preseason game so that he's ready to start the season.
That would be.
Don't make excuses for that, Hill.
I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to. When I'm asked questions, Kyle, I try to do my best to answer them.
But sometimes the answer is, this is BS.
Yeah.
I'm going to yell about it.
I mean, you can.
You don't need to lie about what the answer is.
I can still try to answer it in the best way that I can.
Yeah. No, the best way you can answer this is that it's a load of baloney.
It's totally soft.
I just said, like, maybe they're trying to.
No,
stop trying
to see the good in people, especially the Knicks.
I can't help it. I can't help but to look at the good in people. I'm trying to see the good in everybody.
That's why it's a good show, because I can't help but see the bad in everyone. And I see the bad. I mean, could you imagine if this was a Sixers player, what our reaction would be?
Oh, yeah, we'd kill him.
Like, just lie to me and tell me the guy's hurt.
And I would probably say, well, maybe if it was Joel Embiid, I was like, well, maybe they're just waiting. But that dog does not hunt.
I would stand up, and we're in company here.
Yeah, that would be
horrendous.
Traumatized.
Yeah. Trauma. It's a bad look for the NBA.
Come on, that can't happen.
They're trying to open the season. They're back on NBC.
The fact that you put load management down as a reason is crazy.
Like, if I'm Adam Silver, I give them a call and I'm like, hey man, at least put toe injury.
Yeah, I know, but the problem with Adam Silver is he's the ringleader of the nonsense. It's Barnum and Bailey led by Adam Silver.
It's a really bad look.
Well,
really
he's a terrible look. Commissioner. I mean, didn't he say recently, no one even really watches the games. People just watch highlights. Like, dude, this is the problem.
He's right. But like,
I know. But like,
he should fix that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why the league is what it's like. I love basketball. I've always loved basketball. But the league is, they got to get me back to a TV. I watched last night because it was the opening night. But they got to get me back to the TV most nights. Hopefully,
I watched a little bit of the first one. It was Houston and
that game
OKC.
Was wild.
Yeah.
Over was it double overtime? I think it was double overtime. Right. Yeah. I kept looking up. I'm like, man, this game is just going and going. That was a fun game last night. 215-592. 94.9. Let's grab John in Mount Airy talking about the passing game for the Eagles. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, Hugh? How you
what's
doing,
up,
Joe?
Man?
Hey, John.
Hey,
what's
Kyle.
Up, pal?
Hey, Kyle. I wanted to apologize to you. Last time I called here a couple weeks ago, I called you Jack, and I apologize for that, but I remember that.
That's all right, man. No problem. Just don't ever let it happen again.
We are not that sensitive.
He took it very personal, John. He didn't stop talking about it.
Because that's disrespectful to call another man's name.
Especially Jack.
Yeah.
We're not snowflakes on this show.
I don't know if the Eagles' passing game has evolved. I just know that a player has evolved, and I think they should let him do what he do.
Jalen?
If Jalen Hurts played his best game Sunday, and we know he's capable, and he came into the offseason fixing little things like he did on Sunday, then why not just let him just throw the ball? I mean, we all knew that they was going to load up for the run in the offseason, so why not just let him throw? I think it's the evolution of him being a passer. Not necessarily the passing offense might be on his way. It starts with him. So if he starts it, then maybe it's on his way, but let him start it. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Give him the opportunity to let it flow.
Mm-hmm. John, to your point, it doesn't seem like teams have stopped loading the box, even though the Eagles aren't running it well, right? It feels like everyone keeps daring Jalen to do what he did on Sunday. And on Sunday, he totally torched Brian Flores.
But you know what? I don't think it's necessarily the run. I think it's the play calling. Because if you understand it, if they're stopping the run in the first half, and then you have to resort to the throw, bro, just throw. The one thing I hate about Andy Reid, he threw in the beginning of the game to run late. And we used to hate that. But I understand now that he's somewhere else. You have to throw necessarily to open a run, but specifically this year with this team, even though we're a physical and running football team, you gotta script your first 15 on your two wide receivers and go from there. And then Saquon can be incorporated, but if it's not going to work from the beginning, you got two monsters on the outside.
Yep.
You got to keep them happy. I just think that we're not appreciating Jalen as a. He's evolving as a passer. That's the only thing that we can ask for real, for real.
Well, and if he plays like he did on Sunday, I think more people, John, are going to keep saying what you're saying. And, John, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so John just brought something up there, Hugh, that I think it feels like this comes up and we do this once every 3 or 4 weeks, right? Hurts has a big game, mm-hmm. which if you look at the last 2 years, right, that's been like once every 3 or 4 games. He has one of these kind of games. Maybe not. The perfect passer rating was unique and special. But he has a big game once every 4 times, let's say. Inevitably, the conversation moves to, should they just throw a lot all the time? Should they be a passing team more than a running team? The issue is, he can do it, but then the next, like, they threw a lot against the Giants, they threw a lot against the Broncos. They didn't score many points, right? Like,
that's the problem.
Sometimes he has a great game like the Vikings, but those other games, he took a lot of sacks. There was three and outs, right? So I feel it too sometimes. Like, if they're loading up to stop the run, why don't we just throw a lot? And I think the problem is Jalen doesn't always play like he did on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think that we're tending to forgetting that, you know, Cam Jurgens got hurt.
Yeah.
So that kind of changed some things. And out of that change came success. Now, that's what we're hoping for. If you're looking at it realistically, probably wouldn't have been throwing out a shotgun. We probably wouldn't have been going on the center and throwing the football if Cam doesn't get hurt. So you don't know what the outcome of the game is going to be, to be honest, if you're being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
So you hope now that they incorporate a little bit of that more into the game, And that's part of the reason why I feel the way that I feel about the passing game.
I have a pretty bad feeling that that they're just going to go back into their shotgun nonsense next week.
Well,
I do too. I don't believe they're going to stay under center.
You have to look at it realistically. Cam Jurgens get hurt fairly early in the game. And, you know, we know what Toth can't. He's not a shotgun center.
Which is, I heard Ross Tucker this morning saying that's bizarre. Like, most professional linemen that have experience at center
just should know how to do the shotgun.
Yeah.
But that's not his thing. So it was more so out of necessity.
Yeah.
And you had success. And let's not forget, I'm not poo-poo. A win is a win. It's the NFL. Carson Wentz missed. Like, somebody sent me a meme of the top five worst throws from that game.
Only five?
Yeah, well, it was a bunch of them. But
were they all
Wentz? It was the top five worst throws of that week's games in the NFL.
There were a bunch of Carson.
And all of them were Carson.
Well, even the play where Hockenson caught it but didn't.
Yeah, he had to turn around and contort himself.
He's wide open. I mean, I really think most people listening to us could have made that throw to Hockenson.
Hold on.
I made that throw.
Hold on. He was wide open by 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah, he was.
And it was like an 8-yard throw. I mean,
yeah.
Couldn't the average person – all right.
Want to play with me?
Her?
Maybe not her, but I would think anyone that has any experience playing quarterback, like if you play quarterback at any level, you probably could just lob that ball into the end zone. It's an easy – he made that catch hard on him.
Yeah.
He stinks.
That's what Carson
and then
Wentz
when
does.
he just went up there, he threw that punt. That punt was ridiculous.
I saw the highlight of that game yesterday. Makuba is all by himself. There's no purple anywhere.
No, it was one. Did you see the one where he was scrambling and he just threw it at the ball at the ground? And it was called intentional grounding.
His face.
Yeah. I was like, dog, what? Like, coach, who was the coach for the Tennessee Titans?
Callahan.
What are you doing?
I heard
what are you
doing?
He got fired.
Who's the Vikings play-by-play guy, by the way?
Allen.
Yes.
Paul Allen.
Paul Allen, yep. He was him and whoever the guy is in the booth with him were like, you know, you could literally just throw it out of the back of the end zone. Like, I saw, like, a whole thread worth of their some of their play-by-play in that game.
Yeah. Yep.
And you can just hear them get more and more frustrated with Carson Wentz.
Because
Wentz
it just
experience.
Looks – and they got to start him this weekend because he just
looks – tomorrow. They play tomorrow.
He looks lost. He looked lost, dog. Like seriously. Like, he looked like he's never played quarterback in his life.
You know,
and
they,
when you cut – when they cut it up – and if you see the plays and you look at his face, it's almost like he thought somebody else made the play.
That's the intentional grounding. He looked like, who did that?
Yep.
You! You did that.
So, like, but I kind of agree with you. Like,
out-of-body experience.
Like, even while we had all those explosive plays, we were kind of let off the hook a little bit because there were some drives early in the game where, like,
They moved the ball.
The Eagles, where we still had the same frustrating three and out stuff that we've been dealing with. Like,
but how much of that was the passing game versus they're getting 1 yard a carry on some of these
runs? I agree. It's all of it for sure. But if still, like, our passing game, our perception of what that passing game looked like, the perfect pass rating, was from 3 deep shots. And, like, you know, one of them's a broken coverage. One of them, like, which is good. I like that. And I know I sound like somebody who just will refuse to ever be satisfied with
what
I see.
Hater. Oh, man.
But come on. Like, we watch other teams around the NFL. We know what a consistent offense that moves the football looks like. And by the way, part of being inconsistent is that you'll have games where it looks really great, but you also have the games where it looks really bad. Like, that's why it's inconsistent. Like, I just want to see more consistency.
I hear that, and I agree. And if it was just the one game, I don't think I'd be as strong that I feel like it's turned the corner. It is 3 games. Now, you can also point back to within those 3 games, there's been inconsistency. I agree, but it feels more physical. Like, in the beginning of the season, it was both the physical and the mental, like between Jalen not seeing things and the coordinator not really getting anyone that open. Last 3 weeks, it's really just – it feels more physical.
Yeah.
I guess the mental on the interception against the Giants, but, like, guys are open. If AJ doesn't throttle it down against the Broncos, it's another bomb for a touchdown.
Sure. I guess I'm just in the camp of, like, appears to look like maybe it will soon turn the corner as opposed to it just turned the corner.
You guys just aren't ready to say it. And I get
that. That's right.
And we got to see it this weekend. And you go back to the game 2 weeks ago against the Giants. Hugh, you've mentioned this a lot. It's weird to see a division opponent twice in 3 weeks, like they're going to see the Giants again.
Yeah.
does give us a good sense, though, like, hey, can we fix what they did to us, right, because they moved the ball. And also, Jalen was a couple of misses away from having another huge game, right? He missed Devontae, and he should have thrown AJ. He made a mistake and threw to the flat.
Mm-hmm.
He cleans those up. We should put 30 on them.
That's why I feel like, you know, this is a good measuring stick, because the game plan is not going to change that much. It can't, because you haven't had that much time to change what you're trying to do. And the Giants are probably going to come with some of the similar things. They're going to take that last game that you played, and they're gonna clean up some of the mistakes that they made. They're going to implement some of the things you did, like the under center stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, Landon's coming back. So, you know, it's going to be a little different, but it's probably going to be a similar game plan. They're going to try to punch you in the mouth. And, you know, you talk about what Cam Scatterbo was able to do. They're going to try to replicate that. They're going to try to replicate that physicality that they played against you with, because it feels like, well, when I was listening to it, it felt like that's where they had the edge. They just came out and they didn't care what your record was. They just came out and they just punched you in the mouth and they just kept swinging.
Yeah, and you've mentioned their offense, which obviously has gotten a little bit better, a lot better,
yeah,
right?
They can put some points on the board.
But their defense, they have holes, right? The Eagles should have scored way more than 17.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ways to unpack what happened with that comeback by the Broncos. If a defense allows 33 points in a quarter, they're not good. I don't care how many good players they have. And obviously they have some good guys up front, right, with Abdul Carter and Burns,
yeah,
and all.
Sexy Dex.
But you're not a good defense if you allow 33 points in a quarter. You must have bad players in the secondary and the linebacking core, because that's wild. 33 points in a quarter. I know some of that was like Hail Mary kind of stuff. But 33 points in a quarter,
yeah,
they can be had.
Yeah, but it feels like initially that – it's a good matchup for the Eagles, because they matched up well against them the first time they played, and they were able to dominate them a little bit. We got to stop that this week.
You
got to match their intensity.
Yesterday when we replayed the Sirianni interview with the morning show, Joe asked him if he's going to show the team some of that celebration. Because they were doing some over-the-top like flips. And
oh, they were wilding out. They beat you like they knew. Like they had a book on you and they had the blueprint.
I kind of like their playing against so quickly.
Yeah. Because you're not going to change. Like, Joe, you're not going to change much. And the biggest thing that you're going to probably change in that game is your mentality.
Yeah. I think it's bad. Like, if we play them later in the season, you might kind of forget about what happened in October. I like that it's super close to the last game.
I feel like we're about to humble them.
Yeah.
In case they already weren't by what just happened.
Well, yeah. We've been waiting for the first complete Eagles game of the season. This needs to be it. It needs to be it on Sunday.
Wasn't it the Giants last year? Yeah, because, I mean, I think, like, the game where it was like, oh, okay. Because it was the Browns game.
Yes, and then
and
they went.
Still upset.
Then it was mid-October. Yeah, yeah. Right, that was when Saquon, wasn't that the game where Saquon had a chance to break the franchise record?
Yes.
And he said, you can have young cats run.
To the Giants.
Yeah, they did. That was kind of when things started. And especially the defense, we're like, oh. They might be really good. 215-592-9494. We'll hear from you people before we wrap the show up today. We'll take your phone calls. And Hugh Douglas is going to break down a beef between a couple big names in the NFL that just took a turn yesterday on social media. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Live from Deco Food Hall in Wilmington on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks, well, their rewards are just flat. But Fan Cash is the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack Fan Cash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% Fan Cash back on your wagers, win or lose. Use Fan Cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with Profit Boots. Profit Boots. I think it's supposed to be Profit Boost. Exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. That's real value for your sports fandom. Did I also mention that they're giving away millions in Fan Cash this year? With games like FanCast Drops, that is offered live in the Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to a sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Can we be friends? This is war, right? I think this is war.
Yep.
Now, this is a song you hear on our show a lot, right? When people have beef.
Slipping into darkness.
Now, the question is, and we'll get to it, who is this about, right? Because sometimes this is about us yelling at each other. Sometimes it's about Hugh Douglas being petty.
I'm always petty. I'm petty every day.
Sometimes it's about two of the most accomplished people in the NFL going back and forth through the media and tweets. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes, though.
Wait a minute. You talking about local or?
No, in the NFL. Oh. We'll get to it. We gotta. This is fun, and we gotta choose sides. As you like grown-ups, we gotta pick sides on a debate and an argument.
Like grown-ups.
There's one clear side to me.
But all right, we'll get to it. But both
clear?
Are.
Yeah,
both are unlikable. That's the thing, though.
That's okay. We look at this objectively.
We could try. We will try. Let's first grab Bill and Doyle, and we'll get to you people as well who watched us eat earlier. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
I'm hearing everybody complaining about AJ or Smith or...
Who complaining? What's up besides Joe?
Player. You.
Jalen.
I'm not complaining.
No, I didn't say you.
No, you said everybody. I was trying to figure out.
Hugh is everybody.
I hear a lot of complaining from Hugh, Bill.
I meant call.
Call him out, Bill.
Who complained today?
So
besides
so
Joe,
to me. Complain? To me, if we fixed the penalty situation, I mean, just stupid penalties, we'd score a lot more points. We'd top a lot more points being scored against us.
Just like that.
Penalties have been a problem, Bill. I think early in the year it was defense. There's been more on the offensive side lately, it feels like. But it's been a problem. I mean, I think that goes on the coach, Bill. They got to be more disciplined.
I agree. With false starts, illegal, the alignment. Some of the PI penalties are just that's on the refs. I think they're stupid. I think you should let them play. But our penalty, I think it's worth a lot of points if we would just clean up our act.
Well, and that's, Bill, I think when you say, you're right, I agree with you. And it also speaks to we're not as dominant as we were last year. Like, last year we could probably have afforded a couple penalties and, like, we were just going to run through teams.
Hugh, what about the lack of scoring points, though?
Yeah, well, that's a big – well, that's what I mean, because we're not as – everything's tighter. Everything's tighter, so the penalty means more now because we're not dominating the way we did a year ago.
What about getting in and out of the huddle? What about – You know,
I'm glad you brought that up.
The ball on time. Like, Bill, it's a lot.
Bill, good phone call. Who do you put that on?
Getting in and out of huddle?
To me, there's three possible culprits, right? The head coach is in charge of everything. The offensive coordinator's got to get the play to Jalen quick enough that they could get in and out of the huddle. And then Jalen's got to move faster.
It's on everybody. I think that early on, you could probably blame Petullo because it was something new to him.
Right.
But as we progress through this, like, here's the problem, because I know for a fact when you go into team meetings, like, normally you're not supposed to have the same mistakes happen week in and week out at the frequency that they're happening.
Well, you always compare – I mean, people compare coaching to teaching, right?
Yeah.
And my wife's a teacher. Like, if the kids make the same mistake over and over again, obviously the way you're teaching it
– is not – and you have to change that.
Right. So, but that they're making the same mistakes.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. Like, this is where it gets a little hard because I don't know what's happening in the meetings. I don't know what's being taught. I don't know what's being said, because normally, like, for example, when I used to get in trouble, it would be like, "Damn it, Douglas, what the hell are you doing?" type deal. Mm. And I would go into practice and I would make sure that mistake wouldn't happen again. So That's kind of how it went.
What about our meetings now before the show?
Oh, well, I don't get the damn it, Douglas. And I pay attention. Sure. I get there.
But, yeah, now I just kind of throw my hands up in the air. Like, what are you going to do?
This is a coach at his wit's end.
No, but it's one of those things where you're not supposed to make the same mistakes, and you're supposed to progressively get better every week. It just feels like with this team, it's taken a little bit longer to get to this point than it should have. And I don't know who to blame that on. I don't know if that's the quarterback. I don't know if that's the offensive coordinator, because hell, we've had new ones every damn year.
So before you make your point, Kyle, I did see a graph, I don't know if it was a week or two ago. The Eagles were at one point a few weeks ago the slowest, like, they snapped the ball the slowest in the NFL, like the slowest pace they were playing at in terms of the getting the play in and the play clock running down. And it was like extreme. But if you looked at it, like, all the years of the Eagles' offense under Jalen tended to be like that. It wasn't like they used to play fast, Kyle, and now all of a sudden they're playing slow. They've always tended to play, and I don't know the way to put it. It's almost like they move methodically to get the play called and walk to the line and get it off.
Yeah, it's like they're like stuck in like molasses or something. Like, it's not enough urgency, I guess, enough pace.
Right, in the second half, if you have a lead, I'm cool with that, right? Just because you're kind of bleeding the clock. But that's not in the first quarter.
So that's kind of what I was going to say. Like, this isn't – I know we're making a big deal out of it now this year because my lot has said something about it. This has been an issue for a while.
Yeah.
Before Kevin Petullo called the plays. I mean, now that, I guess, sort of puts us down to two possibilities of whose fault it could be.
Sirianni and Hurts.
Yeah, but, like, don't you just think, like – and it feels like a minor thing, but how many other – games do you watch where quarterbacks get up to the line, there's 15 seconds, they're pointing out guys on the defense, or they're yelling stuff at the guys on the O-line or the receivers, they move somebody, like, and I don't know, that feels like an easy thing that could just help this offense look so much better.
Yeah, and give Jalen more time to survey the field, right?
Like,
and even if it's just one little thing he's able to see because he has an extra 3 seconds, I think it could make a big difference, but it is a weird part of things. They don't see it. 215-592-9494. All right. You ready to take sides here, Hugh?
Yes.
All right. We have a battle between, I would say, two of the most accomplished people in the NFL. One a head coach, one a quarterback. They used to be together in Denver, and now they are apart. So let's first hear Sean Payton. Now, this was after the game on Sunday. He was giving credit to Jackson Dart, but you could hear it. He takes a shot at Russ. Let's hear this a couple days ago.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there, coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11. Close with the Mayor Tisch family, and you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that that change would have happened long after our game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, you know, obviously the implication is he would have rather faced Russell Wilson, who he cut last year.
Yeah. I got to say, as the petty individual that I am, I do like the pregnant pause. Because with the pause tells me that you're trying to make a decision whether or not you're going to take the high road.
You do this every day.
Or go all – yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Well, it's got to the point now is
– You think about it.
Well, I think about what's going to make – our boss, Rod Blue Jeans Lakin, called my phone or sent me a text and be like, hey, probably shouldn't do that. Because I've had a few of those lately. So I think we have a good working relationship. I really
do.
And he's very transparent. And some of the things that I've done, we've talked about it, we workshopped, and he's like, he wants me to be more of a professional, and I'm working on that, and I think I've done a really good job. I've made leaps, I've made strides in that situation.
Yeah, leaps is big, but strides
leaps,
for sure.
Leaps, I've made leaps in that situation.
You didn't put your hands on Joe yet, or me.
With that being said, Rod, do not go on Instagram, because it got a little heated. Don't go there. No. Don't look at the feed on there. Don't do that. So, but with that being
back
said.
Back to Sean Payton and Russell Wilson.
It's like the A.J. Brown thing. Just don't look at his Instagram.
Yeah, just don't look at his
Instagram. Don't look at his Instagram.
Listen, with that being said, I'm not a fan of Sean Payton. I haven't been for a while.
Well, he's smug.
He's a very smug individual. He's one of those cats that I do not condone violence, but it would be definitely on site with him. He would definitely get slapped. He would, like, I wouldn't even punch him. I would slap him.
Is this because a one-sided
most men
beef?
Know. But no, I'm just saying, because most men know if you slap somebody, sometimes slapping a grown man – is way worse than punching.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, because it's like you ain't gonna like you slap somebody because you know they're not gonna do anything. That's what it kind of feels like. I'm talking about from the Bounty Gate stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some of the stuff that he did when he was coach of the Saints, and you know I was in Atlanta. Like, he's just a very unlikable person. But on the flip side, Russell is an unlikable individual because of some of the stuff that you've heard in the past. And it's validated because my frat brother, Richard Sherman, cannot stand him.
Well, a couple weeks ago on Thursday Night Football,
he flamed him.
I mean, I've never seen a player's Hall of Fame candidacy. Because if you are in the mix to be in the Hall of Fame, you must have been good, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't quite good enough, but you were good. I've never seen ex-players destroy a Hall of Fame case like Richard Sherman, his former teammate, destroyed it. So clearly people in the league, I think people think Russell's a phony. That's what it comes off
to
me.
And then, like, Russell's taking a lot of L's, especially when you let somebody, you know, just take your wife and, you know, do all, you know. You let a grown man that you see on a daily basis just have his way with your wife and you don't do nothing. You don't do nothing about that.
But
I do respect the fact that he finally let him drop.
Well, he fought back.
Yeah, he said
all right,
something.
So here was the tweet. So we played for you what Sean Payton said about Russ and kind of basically said, I wish we could have played him. A response by Russell Wilson on Twitter, quote, classless, .. but not surprised, .. didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 years later through the media. And then he put some emojis in there, including the smile face, the laughing emoji, and the hashtag let's ride. So he fired back.
I will say this, and I don't think I'm off base by saying this, but his wife helped him write that. Like, you know, she's from Atlanta. She's from the A.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is
so
the
he workshopped that with her.
Well, he workshopped with it. That's why he said what he said. Yeah. And the bounty hunting 15 years later, she probably put that in there.
That's
and
hers, yeah.
Definitely Let's Ride is hers.
Yeah.
Definitely Let's Ride is hers.
So what side are you on?
No,
are you
no,
on?
No, hold on. Let's Ride is 1,000,000% from Russ.
You think?
But well, he did that when he first got to Denver.
Because
I think that's like their thing. Like,
no, but
go,
I think
go birds here. They do Let's Ride.
Yeah,
there.
But I think that's why she did it. She like, yeah, ooh, put that in there. I think his wife helped him write.
You really get him with that one.
Yeah, I get.
So whose side are we on?
Oh, this is clear team Russ.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's weird.
But this is the thing. In order for him to really save face, he got to swing on Golden Tate first.
Well.
He got to go back and he got to write that. No, I know he's been married
former
for
Eagle,
a long
Golden
time.
Tate.
He's been married for a long time. But you got to go swing on the dude that took your wife.
No.
You got to do that first. If you want to write this thing.
Yeah, listen, but this is Russell. This is Russell versus Sean Payton.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because now, listen. You ever seen the movie Falling Down?
No.
Like, it's an old school movie.
I have, yeah.
Well, basically, it was Kurt Russell, right? Was it? No, Kurt Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, one of the Douglases.
Listen off.
Maybe it was Hugh Douglas.
And he had a bad day. He had a bad day, right? So then he just went off, and everybody caught hell that day. That's what Russ needs to do.
No. One of the Douglases
I'm
is my favorite.
Like, listen, dog, every
know,
now and then, you got to go get retribution for past
dude,
transgressions.
You're a professional now.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying him. Because he's taking a lot of L's over
right,
here.
Right, but in this
dog.
Particular instance, Peyton started it. Russ just fired back.
And he needs to go back and get some get back. Hey, Russ, if you're listening.
The hard part is he's a backup quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. You need to go swing on Golden Tate. You need to find him and go to his house.
Hold on.
Leave Golden Tate alone.
Can we be clear, though?
You need to go to his house.
You don't really think Russ can fight, do you? Russ does not look like a guy that can fight.
You got to go. So listen, Russ, go swing on Golden Tate first. Swing on him first. You might have to wait on Coach Payton, though. You catch him at the Super Bowl festivities because they ain't going to the Super Bowl.
No,
they ain't going to Super Bowl. But you catch him at the festivities, and you just you just mush his face. You ain't even got to swing on him. Just when you walk up on him, just take your hand and just mush his face, and then call him a mean
That's
and hurtful
starting
name
a fight for sure.
No, he ain't gonna fight back.
Oh,
no.
I think Peyton swings back.
Dude, you mush his face. You don't. You mush
his face. And then you call him a female dog.
No, that's as disrespectful as a slap. You were just
then
talking
you call
about.
You call him a female I dog. You mush his face and call him a female dog.
To me, Peyton is way more likely to fight.
Retribution.
Than
you got to get some get back, dog.
To be clear, I'm on Team Russ on this. Team.
I am too. It starts with Golden Tate, though. And then, what was it? Channing Crowder? Channing Tatum?
Not Channing Tatum. Isn't he an actor?
The pivot dude.
Yeah, Channing Crowder, the former linebacker.
The linebacker. Wait a minute, let me get this right. Because, see, now you're on a mission.
What are you talking
about? Like, what was that one movie where the dude rode around? Was it Angry? With who was it? The Rock.
Okay.
He was riding around, and he was getting all the people that wronged him. Then you ride down to Miami and Channing Crowder. You swing on him next. And then who else disrespected Russ?
Everyone.
RG3.
The whole Seahawks defense.
Yeah, you.
Earl Thomas.
Listen, I know that's my frat brother.
Earl's got his own issues with the brother and the wife.
They're a wild group of people.
That was weird.
And then you got to swing on Richard Sherman. But in this order, Golden Tate got to get it first. Then maybe Richard Sherman. And then Channing Crowder.
All right. So your solution is just beat everybody up. That's good.
Hey, man, you got it. Listen.
Glad,
you
can't glad start, we went
Because listen. No, but listen, though, Kyle, seriously. You can't, like. Because, like, let's be honest. Out of the four, Coach Payton's the easy win. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
He's the easier win. You can't start with the easy win. You got to go back to the dude that took your wife.
No, or you can just call
and
him
had
right
his
here.
Way with
I
her.
Think Russ had a good clap back, and that was that.
No, you got to, like, listen, if you got to push the chips into the middle of the table, man.
I disagree. The best thing about Russell Wilson is that he handles all of these things by – I mean, he doesn't really get himself involved.
It's time for Russ to get your uniform dirty, because that's the only way it's going to get dirty at this point.
Well, yeah, because his career as a player is over. That thing's wrapped up.
I would probably even go down there and swing on the coach of Pittsburgh, too. I'd probably go
Mike
swing.
Tom?
I'd probably give Mike Tom a little bit of this here action.
I wouldn't swing on Mike Tom.
Yeah. I'm getting reckless.
Totally reckless.
Oh, now I'm getting reckless. Yeah. I've been reckless this whole conversation.
Yeah, but
Tomlin would wreck Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah, come on.
But you got it. But it starts with Golden Tate, though. You got to swing on Golden Tate. You definitely have to do that.
Somehow I need this whole thing to get back to Russell Wilson. Russ, you hear what Hugh Douglas said down in Philadelphia?
Tiki, wait a minute. I know Tiki. Get that audio to Hugh Douglas'
advice to Russell Wilson.
You got to swing on. It starts with Golden Tate, though. You got to swing on Golden.
All right. Can we hear you people today who apparently did see us eating lunch?
Yeah.
Here's you people.
Yep.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you need, you people?
I got a feeling this is going to be good.
Yep. Time for 4 hours of Mr. Unqualified and Old News Douglas.
I kind of like that one.
Old news is pretty tough.
I got news for you. I am totally qualified to give reckless opinions on the radio. Yeah. There's the qualifications here, and not what you think they are.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah.
But old news, man.
Well, you know, it's funny because I would bet $100 that I'm built better than whoever said that about me.
Well, yeah, like you're also more news than whoever they are.
Yeah,
you're on the radio.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Clapback is real.
Old news is still news.
Yeah. That is true.
They say better to be a has-been than a never was.
They don't boo nobody's.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So you did reference that nice little intimate moment where our YouTube audience watched you eat during the break.
What were the comments like then?
They were fine.
Okay.
But I just thought they were funny because I didn't realize. I had the thing paused. Because I was just looking for the comments. And then I see, hey, let me get some of that food. Wow, they're tearing that bleep up. And then I click the thing, and you guys
hey man,
were wreaking havoc on that.
That cheesesteak was banging. The bread was, you know, it's like.
It's the bread.
It's the bread.
Yeah, the Angela's bread is unbelievable.
No, and I saw Buddy bringing the bread in because it's like, I guess they get it from wherever they get it from.
Yeah.
He brought like a bunch of loaves in.
Well,
you
saw the line over there at Angela's.
Yeah, it was
deep. They needed all of that.
Yeah, they did. Probably ran out of bread.
And listen, we earned it. We were in a whole photo shoot for one break. Which
yeah,
was
Steiny,
great.
Man. Steiny be doing them. He what they call do the most.
We had fun taking photos.
No, we had fun.
The mayor was here.
Steiny.
Oh, exactly.
Like, shout out to Michael Steinberg if he's around here somewhere. But he know he do the most, man.
Doing
he
the
had a little megaphone.
Free food, man.
He got the little man complex, man. He got the little megaphone to be doing his thing and stuff. He's a good dude, man, but he do the most.
We appreciate
spicy.
Being
you're officially getting messy.
I mean,
messy.
I appreciate it.
Officially getting messy.
He knows me well enough to know that I'm messy.
Yeah, well, of course
he does do the most, though.
Everyone does.
At least no stone unturned.
Figure that out. Yep.
Not a single stone.
I like how you try to clean it up, but I don't want it clean. I like it messy.
I try to clean this up for 4 hours a day.
We are trying to save you from that text or call from Rod, man.
Rod going to call regardless.
We want you to be here tomorrow doing the show.
It's coming. That call coming regardless.
Today might be the day.
You had a ridiculous day.
We definitely need to put a sign up in the studio. It's been this many days since Hugh Douglas got a call from our boss.
Right over Hugh's
head. It's like the old deli. This many days since an accident.
Hey, Yeah, it's been a couple times. He'd be like, damn, seriously?
All right,
it'll be funny if we have to reset the thing. Like, it's been 67 days.
The doomsday clock
or something. It's been 0 days since Hugh Douglas was calling to the office.
Good bit to get to here before, because we're a little bit short on time.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh has to stop giving relationship advice. He's writing the manual but can't even operate the machine.
That's a good one. I cannot... I can't deny
it. So I know you want to get to some kind. I need to say this quickly because it's perfect today. So we had a couple people, actual authors were here, and they wanted to give us their books today, which we appreciate. And I know this was his book before he got here, but it just was ironic today that this is the book we got. So Kareem Williams is the guy's name. Nice guy. We took a photo with him.
Yes.
He gave us both a book, Kyle, and I think everyone listening will enjoy this. Step Aside, a simple and effective guide for helping you get out of your own way.
Yeah.
I feel
attacked.
I wanted to revisit these from Hugh's. Hugh got clipped by a radio station Twitter account for his Bryce Hoff take yesterday, and just a couple that Joe and I were laughing about.
Oh yeah, we had some fun with this.
Gray hairs don't always come with wisdom.
That's a good one. I got killed for that, but
yeah,
see,
you did.
People don't understand the context. We gave and allow me to pontificate for a minute. We gave Bryce Huff like $90 million or something crazy like that.
50, 90, yeah, same thing.
Okay, same thing. And we gave up on him in a year. Mm-hmm. Where is that? Where does that ever happen anywhere in the NFL? Like, seriously.
It's rare.
It doesn't happen a lot. So for all y'all people that didn't understand that, kiss my ass.
Yep.
Because I thought that the point was poignant because it never happens in the NFL. If you get out your feelings sometimes and listen to these fire-ass takes that I have... You'll understand.
Well, so this one's a little
more
civil, though. This is where I learned, as much as I love Hugh Douglas, sometimes you just ignore him and keep it moving.
No, I got a couple of them, man, because somebody's like, what? Or are you high? They was like, Hugh must be on something today. And I had to remind them that I do not get high at work.
You remind everyone that once a week.
Yeah. I get high when I get home.
That's a problem, yep.
So that's what I dare's that.
All right, let me get a few rapid fire here about the outfit that Hugh's wearing today.
Okay.
Hugh opened up a can of tomato soup this morning and his outfit popped out.
That's not funny.
Hugh wanted bigger tomato pieces so badly he took matters into his own hands and became one.
That's not funny.
New show name, Tomato Soup and the Crackers.
Actually works perfectly.
Wait a minute. That means it's more than one.
Well,
so
well, Kyle's in the crack.
Joe and I.
I got you. I thought we were talking about Max too.
Max needs
facial hair.
Oh, cracker.
Like I don't like Max with no facial hair. He looks untrustable.
A couple quick pieces of audio here because Hugh is a professional. You know, Hugh, you cannot pull your thingy out anywhere and in any state, let alone just Delaware.
Fortunately, I can't pull up my thingy because we're in Delaware.
And then this gem of you just completely losing your train of thought today.
Because most times NBA players, they don't accept that well when you start telling them they're not the lead dog.
Yeah, they don't. And it's one of those things where, it's one of those things where, you know, you just have to be, hell, I lost my train of thought. Man. Yeah. I really lost my train of thought. In my defense, I thought I saw somebody. And I was telling Joe that I thought I saw this person. And I still think it was this person.
It wasn't.
It wasn't? Are you sure?
Yeah.
But it looked like the person I thought it was.
It could be their family member.
It looked like it was a family member.
We are on live radio, though.
Yeah, and I was stuck because I was like, wait a minute. Because it was if you knew the context of the situation, you would understand exactly why I thought what I thought. But it was one of those ones. I'm like, damn.
Did you happen to hear the top 5 of 5 yesterday?
What was it?
It was Ike's worst on-air moments. Jack had a couple of gems of Ike having moments like you had today.
But just like a brain fart, brain freeze.
Yes. A couple of weird noises that no one knew what the hell they were. It was great stuff. All right, it's time for us to go today. It is time for us to go. Hugh, we had a great time here today.
Oh, it was fun.
We got to thank everyone here at Echo for having us. Obviously, Angelo's for the food and everyone that came out today. This was an awesome event. Come on out to Deco Food Hall in Wilmington. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. From the studio, Afternoon Show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.